this chance, the seven limb prayer. Gosungupe gone cha tse lo nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun ta che sha ke mo turn to page 97 in the same book, and we'll chant the short mandala offering. Page 97. Sa shi per ki shu shi
Dagi chun yengi peser namgi dola benchu sangye tu parsho.
Zanje chudan
soki jonam la janju bardu dani kyapsu chi. Dagi chun yengi peser namgi dola benchu sangye tu parsho.
Good evening. So before the class, we will say one round of Mani Mantra, okay? Mani Mantra. Mantra of Compassion Buddha, because we recently lost one of our close friends, Richard Porter, who comes to Wednesday night, every Wednesday night class. So he comes here, so and we will say one round of Mani Mantra. This is the Mantra of Compassion Buddha. It also helps us to develop compassion. So, Tabula stanza before. Okay. Mm.
Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chan Rezik, all seeing one, I prostrate.
We chant together 7 times, then recite rest quietly.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Gyavani yinju dhunda cheresi vandu jinju ndava chiju malepa chiju sanna kuya So, as I said last Wednesday night class, so whenever you remember Richard, please say Mani Mantra and benefit him through the Pardo transitions. According to Buddhism, when people pass away, there will be no... The life span of Pardo means, par means between, between death and birth. So then, so that's like the Pardo lifespan is like 49 days. Maximum lifespan of Pardo is like 49 days. That means 7 weeks. Huh? More likely, you know, it will take rebirth, some sort of rebirth before like the first week, second week, third week, fourth week. So within the first 4 weeks, they will take some form of rebirth. You know, if not, it will take another 3 more weeks. Oh. So according to Tibetan tradition, you know, every week we do some special kind of ceremonies to benefit. Oh. So the Mani Mantra that we just recited, we dedicated that for his, you know, higher rebirth, then continues, you know, all the teaching that he heard from the through the Kadamba centers to continue to practice those teachings. Huh? Oh, yeah. Today, like Haksam Dasem Jagamzo. Laksam da simjeng gomzo there are two main instructions, you know, how to cultivate bodhicitta. Oh? There's two main instructions. So, you know, seven cause and one result, that's called Jundia Mengadu. That instruction is coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Maitreya Buddha, Maitreya Buddha to Asanga, Asanga to then Shantideva, so like that. So there's another lineage, another instruction is called exchanging oneself with others. That instructions coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Manjushri, Manjushri to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to then, you know, Lama Atisha. Lama Atisha received both instructions. So when you practice, you know, so you can alternate them. You can alternate, you know, practice both of them. But when you teach, you have to teach separately because there is two separate instructions. So that's why you need to explain. When you explain, you can just mix them because you need to explain separately because there's two different instructions. So, but practicing another second instructions, exchanging oneself with other. So there's when you practice that instructions, and there's like practicing both of them. Probably like it's a little bit harder, practical level. It's a little bit harder than other instructions. So we have been, you know, so now this here, the seven cause and one result, that instruction, Jundia Mengadu, first one, recognizing all being has been our mother. You know? See, so the Mashe, Chinche, then recalling their kindness. Then tis chinchi mashe mashe chinchi tis so then repaying the kindness. Huh? Then yuan chamba nichamba yuan chamba. So there's like special how to translate in English?
Generating love through the force of attraction.
That's called that's called yuan chamba. Chamba means love. Yiwong, the love is generated based on other.
Generating love through the force of attraction?
Generating love through the force of attraction. So, the force of attractions. So, what it means like mother who has only one child, no? No matter how that physically their child looks like, but that mother see their child is like very, very attractive, something like that. It's not much, you know, with the, we are not talking about physical attractions, so, like that, you know, no matter how the child physically looks like, for that mother, it's only one child, and means, you know, means like it's very, very attractive, something like that, or, so there's the generating love through, how is it?
Yeah, generating love through the force of attraction.
Generating love through the force of attraction, you won't get chamba. So then, Hlasam Namda. So today, the section I'm going to talk about how to cultivate Hlasam and Bodhicitta. There's the two, there's the last two out of like six causes and one result. So bodhicitta is the result. So there's like five causes we already discussed. So now the out of like six causes, now this is the one, it's the last one. How do you translate it in English?
Developing the special brave attitude.
Special?
Brave attitude.
What's brave?
Brave.
Oh, brave. Oh, so that's a brave. So especially brave. Brave or faksam. The meaning is like, oh, I'm not going to just sit around and wait for maybe someone else will do. I will do it by myself, and not just wait around. Maybe somebody else will help, you know. So if nobody helps, then I will help. It's not like that, you know. I will do it by myself, even though there are many people willing to help, but I will take full responsibility by myself. That's called haksam. Can you please repeat the translation?
Developing the special brave attitude.
Developing the special brave attitude of haksam. So then same ke, that's no bodhicitta. Okay, bodhicitta, same ke. Make your mind bigger. Bigger means open, open. Same ke, that's a Tibetan word. Same literally means mind, ke means ke literally means, you know, like something grow, something that grows. Yeah. Of course, in bodhicitta, you have to work for bodhicitta. Bodhicitta will not just grow like, you know, wild grass. No, you have to grow that through meditation. No? Same ke. That grow means like expand our heart, expand, you know, to think about all living beings, not just, you know, me or my, not just that, no, all living beings. No? So in order to develop bodhicitta, first you have to develop equanimity, so equanimity attitude. So that requires some understanding, you know, some understanding. How does this life has a beginning? That question needs to be answered, you know. So need some understanding, you know? Otherwise it's hard to equalize your mind towards enemy, stranger, friend. How to equalize towards, you know, those three different beings. How you can equalize your mind, you know, so that requires some deeper understanding of the life, or equanimity. Oh. So today, Sasam the same.
Developing the special brave attitude.
Okay, developing, like, developing, that's just there. So, special brave attitude, that's what it's called, haksam. Special brave attitude. What it really means, it means I'm not going to just sit around or wait, maybe someone else do. No, I will do by myself. That's why it's like special, you know. Compassions, Mashe Tinte Tiso Yimon Chamba. Yimon Chamba. After the what is called that?
The
love that forced by.
Generating love through the force of attraction.
Generating love through force of attractions.
Yes.
That's called Yimon Chamba. After that, that's compassions.
Generating great compassion.
Sometimes the compassion, generating great compassion is not, the compassion is just will to liberate, you know, all beings from those problems. You know? Will to liberate all beings through the problems. Not just being that you see going through some physical difficulty, emotional difficulty. That's very obvious. Everybody knows, or that person is, that being is going through difficulty because there's some physical pain, some emotional pain. That's very obvious. So that kind of compassion will not reach to all living beings. See, it won't reach to all living beings. Why? Because you will probably, that kind of compassion only arise when you see, when you witness some form of difficulties. Then that kind of compassion will rise, no? Arise. Huh? So, someone who's like doing very well, physically very healthy, no, mentally doing okay, and how you generate compassion. Huh? So that's what I'm saying, that kind of compassion, like compassion that, you know, based on first two types of, there's no, Four Noble Truths. First one is Truth of Suffering. So, suffering does not mean pain. Please don't misunderstand. Suffering, you know, in your language, for suffering means something different. But according to the Four Noble Truths, suffering means problems. Doesn't mean pain. Suffering means problem or complications. Oh? So the, within that, you know, Four Noble Truths, there's no three different types of problems, three different types of problem or suffering. No, pain, that's the obvious one. Everybody knows, people knows, animal knows, everybody knows. It's not something very special. Change, you know, one day it's okay, no, this other day, you know, kind of like pain, suffering of change. Problems, problem of problem, that refers to pain. Problem of change. First day in the vacation sounds feel very good, wonderful. Second day it become problems, or like that, you know. So vacation become problems, food become problems, drink become problems, you know, like that, you know. buying brand new sofa, leather sofa, next day the cat scratch. Then there's the no problem of change. You know, the first day's happiness, the second day's problems. No? So that, no, that's very obvious. Doesn't require. That's very obvious for people, for anybody. They also know. You know. The last one is not obvious. Last one. It's not obvious. No, if you have that understanding, your compassion could reach towards all living beings. So that's why studying the Four Noble Truths is very, very important. You know? Without having good understanding of Four Noble Truths, there will be no bodhicitta, there will be no universal compassion, there will be like biased compassion. So here, out of six causes, one result, that compassion, what's called great compassion?
Yes.
It doesn't call great, what Nijja Chimbo. That means it reached to all living beings. So that's why that becomes the cause for bodhicitta, Nijishimo. So then the special attitude. Sometimes you can say special compassion. That's also correct, technically correct way to say. Great compassion, special compassion. You can say special compassion. Not what it means. It means that not wait around, sit around, wait someone else do. I will do by myself. Even though there are people who's willing to do, but I will do it by myself. That's why it's become not just compassion, it's become special compassion or maybe special attitude. So don't get confused. You know, sometimes you see, there's two compassions? Even though there's two compassions, there's differences. The first one is great compassions, or you could say universal compassions. The second one is like special compassions. So that means I will do it by myself, you know, myself. That's the difference, okay? Hwasam Ninje, special attitude compassions. Sometimes you see compassion twice. The next one you say, special attitude compassion, Hwasam Ninje. I'm just translating literally, word by word. Is that the correct translation? Hwasam Ninje, I'm not sure, so. Laksam Ningje. Laksam Ningje means compassion of special attitude, something like that. So don't think, why there are two compassions. There are two compassions. Sometimes you see in different books. So when you see that, I don't want you to get confused. It's okay, you know. That means like compassion of special attitude. Even though it's a compassion, but there's a special one. Okay? So that's the one. So today, talk. How to develop that, then bodhicitta is the result. Because the direct cause of bodhicitta has to be compassion. Therefore, the special attitude is compassion. No, it's not different than compassion, but it's special compassion. Why? Because the direct cause of bodhicitta is compassion. That's why. Here it says how to meditate. Gom means, you know, like meditate on special brave attitude and bodhicitta. How to meditate on, or you can say how to cultivate. But okay, Salama Gomishimbe Nani Didasan Ditho. This is now related to the, this is like the text itself is based on the Guru Puja. That Guru Puja, that Puja, there's a Sanskrit word, there's Hindi word, puja, there's a Hindi word. To means like please, the meaning of the puja is to please. It's not here, you know, some other books, it says please senses of the object. Please the senses of the object, no? Five senses of object, please. No? So, inviting guests to giving them lunch or whatever, that's also kind of puja, you know. So you don't call that puja technically. Actually, when you look at the meaning of the puja, it is puja, you know. So pleasing the five senses of the person. There's no, in this case, of the teacher, you know, teacher or guru, vajra master. So this guru puja is combined. This is like Mahayana practice. And within the Mahayana practice, there's sutrayana, tantrayana. This is based on tantrayana practice. So therefore, there's like some kind of visualization involved. Salama gomishimbe ngane sa. Salama gomishimbe ngane sa. Lama means, you know, lama refers to teacher, guru, lama. Lama sa gomishimbe ngane sa. So that's what is happening because, you know, you are doing this guru yoga practice and you are visualizing your lama is one with the deities, no deities. Could be Gya Samajara, could be Yamantaka, could be Chara Sambhava, and could be Vajra Yogini. It depends on the what kind of deity yoga practice you combined with Guru Yoga practice, this special Guru Yoga practice. So then in your mind, so the deity and the lama is one, inseparable. Salama Gomishimbe Ngane. And holding that visualization, so then you should think like this, okay? Didasam this, Salama Gomishimbe Ngane Didasam. Tetara Mashe Tinje, Mashe, recognizing all mother sentient being, all mother sentient being has been our mother. Recalling their kindness, that's what you're thinking. Holding that visualization, then after that, you are thinking, and you're going through the six causes. Has all being has been mother, and remembering their kindness, and like repaying their kindness. You know? So the Mashe Tinte Tiso Iho Champa. So then, generating. Can you say the Iho Champa?
Generating love through the force of attraction.
Yeah, generating love through the force of attractions. Mm-hmm. You want somebody, then Fapsang, special attitude, the brave special attitude. Then you go through that, you know, there's like meditating or maybe, you know, meditation, like, or kind of like review meditation. You're just reviewing the instructions, how to develop this very, very powerful attitude, you know, like what you call bodhicitta. Teve, Chonga Kuzewe, what Shanti Deva says, not here, guide to Buddha's way of life. Teve, Chonga Kuzewe, Teve, therefore, why people should think about developing bodhicitta? Because bodhicitta will eliminate all the sadness, all the problems. Teve, Chonga Kuzewe, that's what bodhicitta does if you manage to develop bodhicitta. So then, Teve Chonga Kunseve Chanju Simchi Tashwene. So, bodhicitta is like horse. If you manage to ride that horse will bring you to happiness. If someone out there who has mind, why you get discouraged? Shantideva said that. So therefore, you need to think to ride that horse. That horse will bring you to happiness. So riding the self-centric attitude, that's another horse. We've been riding that horse since from beginning this time. Look now, not much progress, not much result. Still, a lot of problems here, there, a lot of problems, not enough happiness in the mind, Why? Because we are riding the wrong horse. Wrong horse. We are not riding the calm or peaceful horse. We are riding the wild horse. Wild horse. So that's why, you know, then everything becomes, you know, like, not like calming down is getting problems. Or self-centric attitude. My way, highway, that horse. We've been riding that horse since from beginning times. Therefore, there's not much happiness. Or then there's a lot of problems, you know, with yourself, with other people. If you manage to ride this horse, that means develop bodhicitta. Huh? Very, very powerful attitude, you know, very powerful bodhicitta. Yeah. When you say here, meditate, you know, meditate, of course, first you hear or you read about these instructions, seven causes, one result, first you have to read. Or like, then there's wisdom generated by reading or hearing about the instructions. No, wisdom liberates. No, wisdom liberates. Okay, wisdom. No wisdom, no liberations. No, wisdom liberates. Not just simple faith or belief. Oh, we need wisdom to liberate. Oh. How do you read and you hear from someone the instructions? That's the first wisdom generated by reading or hearing. Tujungi Sharab. Then, a little bit better wisdom, Samjungi Sharab. Then you think about that. Oh, what I heard, what I read, then you're thinking about that. No, not just one time, you just hear. No, so, like, oh, so then you are not just hearing, you are thinking. So that's better wisdom. You are thinking. Samjungi Sharab. There's wisdom generated by thinking. So then there's deeper wisdom. Profound wisdom generated by thinking again and again, not just one time, thinking again and again, again and again. That's how you gain not just understanding, experiential understanding. Means next time when you think of bodhicitta, you feel something rather than feel nothing. Oh, so that's why I say, Injurginyoa. Injurginyoa. Experience this kind of like transform inside, deep inside. When you think about that, it kind of you feel something in very deep inside. Oh, that's called Injurginyoa, not just like intellectual understanding, experiential understanding. That means you experience something, okay? Experience something. So then experience will be there if you manage to generate realizations, then that experience will be there. All the time. Experience will be there. So then that's called realizations. That's called realization. Okay? So now the meditating on like recognizing all beings has been your mother, recalling their kindness, repaying their kindness, and then you know goes to all the way to number five. So then those meditating on those five things, will help you to cultivate that special attitude, lhasam, yivong chamol. That helps recognizing all beings has been your mother, then recalling their kindness, repaying their kindness, majet in the tiso, yivong chamba. So those first three causes will help you to generate the realization or generate or maybe understand the deeper understanding of the special
love through the force of attraction.
Yeah, love through the force of attractions. Those first meditating on first three will help you to understand, to gain deeper understanding with some experience with that, I keep forgetting, so...
Love through the force of attraction.
Because I have not much interest to learn in English because I already know in Tibetan. So Yivong Champa, it's much easier to say Tibetan, but no, because Yivong Champa, it helps you to develop that love through the force of attraction, that one, Yivong Champa. That's what it says. Teda mashe chin chin chisunam gombe yung champa che. So that's how this love through the force of attractions will be generated, or deeper understanding will that particular attitude will be generated by concentrating on first 3-1, recognizing all mothers, all sentient beings has been mother, recalling their kindness, repaying their kindness, okay, on that. So then, that's how this love through
the force of attraction.
Yeah, love through force of attraction has been generated. That's how it's been generated. So now, da jinzu ji juan tang chi, xie jinzu ji pen nam go tu man ni san bie. Da jinzu ji juan, the downside of self-centered ego, downside. What that means? It means my way, highway, that attitude, okay? Each time when I say self-centered ego, so think about that. My way, highway, that attitude. So it's considered as a chronic disease. Never been healed. That's the root of all the problems. Root of all the problems, according to Mahayana teachings. Da jinzik jian tang, so the drawback or downside of that attitude. Need to think again. Because of that, I have, Rani jinzik guba gunjinko. That's like the entrance of all the problems. It's the main gate of all the problems. Rani guba gunjinko. Manam jinzik yunde gunjinko. Cherishing other is the door to all the happiness. That, that's the door to all the problems. So need to think about again and again, not just once in a while, think about the downside of that attitude. We think of again and again. Then, cherishing others, need to think about the benefit of that, cherishing others, benefit of that. That's how you meditate. Downside of self-centered ego, then the benefit of, cherishing others, that like, da jinzi ki chuan da shi jinzi ji pyun nam go to mar sam des from not just from one way, all kind of ways based on experience all kind of ways means there are certain ways they explain the text, not just that, but all kind of ways. So like the example like Mother Teresa. See, this is what happens when you're cherishing other people. You have a lot of people, you get a lot of attention. If you are interested about attention, you get all the attention, you'll have a lot of friends and people, like look after you because you cherish other people, So, what you can expect from them? Nothing. They have no money, no power, no positions. They're just laying down on the street. For her, that's like precious. She feels like that she found a precious jewel. So like that, seeing what drives that kind of like actions by compassion. Seeing the benefit of taking care of other beings, how much joy you gain, how much joy you gain. So that drives people to do more for others, So then we have more friends. People like be around you while you're alive. When you're gone, people still talk about you and they feel sad because you are gone. That's because of the benefit of cherishing others. We need to think that again and again. Go to money, some patient. Mage simjen nam, ishi nubuda, cheshi pangpata, mage simjen nam. Seeing all beings, this is like something needs to be cherished. Something that needs to be cherished, Something needs to be loved. Something needs to be cared, Not like just something needs to be destroyed or abused or criticized, That's what happened. Mage simjen nam, ishi nubuda, cheshi pangpata. Like seeing them is more than wish fulfilling jewels, not just someone who has all kind of problems. Magen simjen nam ishi nobo da cheshi pamba da cha magen nam ngangzu sambe, suela mibi, nji chimbu goni, tonglen gombe, chambatang che. Tonglen gombe, chambatang. So then, magen namji, ngangzu sambe, you know, when you look around, you know, everybody has problem. Everybody has problem, you know. Doesn't matter, million or billion, they have tons of problems. The president also has problems, you know, everybody has problems. You know? Magen namji, ngangzu sambesh, understanding. As long as you are part of samsara, you are not free from problems, no matter how much position you hold, how much power you hold, and how much money you have, you still have problems. You know? If you are free from samsara, so then you have no problems. You know? You are free. You are free from problem for forever. You know? Magin namji ngangzu sambe suela mebe nije chibu goni tonglen gomus. So now you read our four noble truth, you kind of understand the four noble truth. So now there's base. There's you create a base for universal compassion. When you look around, doesn't matter how good that person looks, how like what kind of job that person has, what kind of title that person possesses, what kind of the degree that person actually has to not be free from samsara. So that's the reason why that we should need to show compassion. No? Then, basically like through the understanding of four noble truths, no? So then that's how you develop universal compassion. So then from that compassion, then you do tonglen practice. Tonglen practice. That's the best. Compassion heals you, heals other. You know, compassion is the answer. Compassion heals. So that's why you do tonglen practice. So you try to heal other nature of samsara. Everything's complicated. Everything. This beautiful flower come with the complications. Everything comes with complications. Why is that? That's the nature of samsara. In samsara, there's no professions. There's no profession. Profession is over there. Moksha, nirvana, liberation. There is everything perfect. Here, everything is complicated. Friendship, as I said, no, brand new house, brand new sofa. It's all come with the complications. This samsara is filled with the complications. No? See, so then thinking about that, then you understand that when you study the Four Noble Truth and you understand why people are having this problem, why? There's a reason why. It's not just somebody made them, somebody created the problems. There's a reason why there's problems. No? Action, our action. And our mind, our action, our mind. Because of that, because of our action, because of our mind, and that's the truth of suffering. That's why there's problems. The three layers, three different types of problems occur because of our mind and our actions. So there's a cause. So then when you have this deeper understanding of Four Noble Truths, then there you could generate compassion towards all living beings. So, all living beings. That you need to change, that you need to go to man. Go to man, not from just one angle, all kind of ways. You need to use all kind of methods to develop that kind of, you know, attitude that cherish others, you know, cherish others. So. That's all compassion, that's just cherish. It's not based on what you believe, it's not based on what you look, how you look, it's not based on what kind of position you hold. No. It's just based on deeper understanding of Four Noble Truths. That's why you show compassion, you know, regardless, Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, believer, non-believer, everybody, you know, like deserve to be loved. Deserve to be cared. That's the only reason you get enlightened. for sake of all sentient beings, that's the only reason, no? You get enlightened, no? Nothing else. No? Then, slowly you see like all these beings like far more precious than wish-fulfilling jewel. If you have wish-fulfilling jewel, if you wish something, it just happens, it just happens. If you wish pizza, it just happens. There's pizza, you know. But being the living being, therefore in your mind, is far more precious than that wish-fulfilling jewel. This like all this, you know, generated from the deeper knowledge of, you know, the understanding of nature of samsara. Okay. So then that's how you do tonglen practice. You just give all your positive attitude, your loving kindness, your compassion, out of love. Out of love you give. Out of love you give. No? That's called tonglen meditation. You give out of love. When you breathe out, you breathe something wonderful. You breathe. Just imagine you're breathing everything that people need. Somebody needs house, you just breathe house. Somebody needs clothes, you just think in your mind. That's a way to practice. That's a way to practice to develop bodhicitta. You know, so breathing out of loving kindness, breathing out of loving kindness, breathing all the goodness, all good health, good mindset, compassion, loving kindness, you just breathe out. And just imagine it reached to all the beings, meaning it reached and free them all from problems. You get tremendous benefit. First you get tremendous benefit, or you get tremendous benefit. So then out of compassion you take not out of fear, depression, anxiety, obligation, no. Out of compassion, then you heal them. When you say take means heal. There's something that you have that needs to be healed. What is that? That's like self-centric ego that needs to be healed. For them, all the problems, of course, they are self-centric ego and all the problems. Out of compassion, you heal them. The way this word is like take means taking their problems, not on yourself, but on the self-centered ego. The easiest way to do is like out of compassion, free them from problems. Oh? So that's how the tonglen practice has been done. Oh? So that's very, very important, very, very important topic. So then, doing tonglen practice, and what you will be generated, you will generate like this brave, special attitude. Brave, special attitude has been generated. Meditating on that, okay? Meditating on that. Doing tonglen practice, so sincerely, genuinely doing tonglen practice. Then you will generate this
special brave attitude.
So that's a number six. Okay, so now that instruction, seven cause and one result. Now the seven cause and one, well, six cause and one result. The six cause has been now completed. Okay. Magen nam jing ngazu sambe sula me vinji jim gun tonle gombe chamba ta ninje rawa me ba ninje rawa me ba o ninje rawa me jo ban da ge mage simje nam da ki mage simje dinam siji gu ba ta ta le sanje ko ba gao jo la la zong gom so so then after that, you know, after that you think deep down from your heart, you know, so I help not just by myself, I help all living beings to achieve enlightenment, dagi mage simje ditamje siji guba, all the problems that relate to the samsara, problems that relate to the, not really problem, nirvana, then you liberate all of them, liberate and achieve them on like help them to achieve the full enlightenment. So that's like Daki, I myself will do that. That's called special
bread.
That's called special, you know, Daki. Not like, oh, I'm hoping the Alhamdulillah will do. Maybe I can just wait, you know. Not like that. Daki, I myself. Daki, Mage, Simji, Ditamji. Shiji Guba, Tadale, Tade, Sanjiji Kumba, Sanjiji Guba, Chan, Hasan Kumso. That's what. So what we learned, the all problems occur because of the attitude, because of our attitude. Rani Chinsung Guba, Kunjibu, Manam Chinsung, Dajin, please bless me to able to do, please bless me able to practice exchanging one with other, that instructions, because the self-centered ego, that ego, that attitude is the root of all the problems. Huh? No matter where we go, where different places, different go here, go there, do this workshop, do that workshop. Yeah, we can go around, we can go, just go there, listen something, go here, listen something, go there, and maybe jump from the bungee jump, do bungee jump. Or you can go like the high, like bridge somewhere in New Zealand, jump there 1,000, maybe 100 feet, jump there. If you're not able to see the problems, doesn't matter wherever you go, whatever you do, you're not going to be free from problems. So why? Because this like self-centric ego, it's like chronic disease. If you don't heal that disease, you will never be healthy at all. No matter what you do. Is it clear? Huh? The attitude. This has been said many times. Dagi mage simje ditamje siji gubatla tari sanje rukma gubanje nalang gomje. Oh no. Chola simje tamje zobe sanje kumbala gubi nivaya rameshina. So now question been raised. Do you have ability to do that? Here you're just imagining, you're just going through this 6 course and 1 result. You're going through them and just imagining, breathing, then doing tonal practice, then imagining that you liberated all of them. Not just liberated, you helped them, all of them, to achieve enlightenment. It didn't really happen. Practically, it didn't happen. But mentally, that's what you think. Oh? You are imagining. So, but you get tremendous benefit. So that's why the question has been raised. Or not? Chola simje tamje zobe tamje kumbalo gibi niva yata mes, no? Do you have ability now, ability to do that? No? Tada ne simje chi je zobe tamje kumbalo gibi niva yata mes, no? Right now, even though just forget of all living beings, I don't have ability to also help one being to achieve enlightenment. Practically, that's what it seems like, oh? Seems like, how you feel when the squirrels taking out one of your fruit from trees? When squirrels taking out one of your fruit from your tree, how you feel? That's what it means. Right now, there's no ability even to help one being to achieve enlightenment, but mentally thinking, practically, you know. Tata ni simji chi jan zobe sanji kumbhala gyubi niva mindu. Niva mindu jan. And there's no, like, doesn't seem like even that's like, ability is a good word, ability?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tene yore mindu je. Te ma se dacho ma nyi ji kumbha top jan simji ji tuen ni zewa ma do. Even though you manage to go through this, you know, like, 5 set of path in the small scope and middle scope, there's no 5 set of path. You go through them, you know, you generate them, then eventually you reach the path beyond learning. That means you are now free from samsara. But when it's come down on benefiting others, there's limit. How much you can do, there's limit. Even though you manage to liberate yourself from samsara, but still when it's come down helping someone to achieve enlightenment, even though that stage is limited, very limited. Sinjiya tamjiya zobe sanji je kumbha la gubi nubha me. Tehata bhi nubha suri yana yantabha zobe sanji yuso. So then who has abilities? Enlightened beings has abilities. So kongi kui yundi, sembe sazo je tepa. Sungi yundi, bezume yundi. So then you think about the qualities of enlightened bodies, the qualities of enlightened bodies. That's why the retreat, Rinpoche asked me to go down there to teach the refuge. The Rinpoche makes sure that everybody, you know, yeah, you can say, I go for refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. What is Buddha? What is Dhamma? What is Sangha? Many people have no idea what is Buddha. How you define enlightened being, how you define. What's the definition of Buddha? What is the definition of Dharma? Not knowing the object of refuge, then just saying the word, go for refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Then same as like saying Shambhala. Shambhala, you have no clue, just so you can say the word, but you know, like that. So that's why there are no enlightened qualities, no qualities. Say Sambhu Sunju Chani, 32 Mark, and Peja Sambhu Jeju, 32 Mark, and 80. Peja Sambhu. I'm not sure, there's 80, not sure how to say in English, or Peja Sambhu Jeju. 32 Mark and 80
signs. They usually say
signs. 80 signs, they say 80 signs. So, it's important, you know. His Holiness said, become 21st century Buddhist, means Buddhist with knowledge, not just with faith. So, that's what His Holiness means. Become 21st century Buddhist means. Long time ago in Tibet, you know, a lot of people are Buddhists by faith. If you ask them what is Buddha, they have no idea. They probably point to the statues, painting. That's pretty much it. So there's someone understand, then they will say the definitions of enlightened beings, and there's no eight qualities that comes with the definitions. So then you explain that. Quality of the enlightened body, quality of enlightened speech, quality of enlightened mind. Then you think of, okay, who has the ability? Enlightened beings have abilities. What is enlightened beings? There's so much quality that relate to the body. There's so much qualities. There's probably 60-something qualities related to the speech. Like that, there's many, many qualities. So then that's how you understand enlightened beings. Now you kind of realize, that being should have ability to liberate someone or help someone to approach enlightened because all these qualities. Sungi yunela bezume yangla tukjutan denbe sunya. Sunya rereja, sunya tamji rangi kuyi chuni mazo. They just say one word and people hear different things. That's the one quality. Sungji nila, sungji nila tumanji suku. Say impermanent. Lamala hear impermanent. Dronasi will hear compassion. Somebody hear something. That's the enlightened speech, quality of enlightened speech. It just, people just hear what they want to hear, probably. Even one word. That's just one part of the quality, okay? Simjia tamjia rang wo chwe di man nu ba xin, ane tini tu ji yun de shi da shi ni ba ni mung sun du si ba, simjia tamjia la ma chi ba la tse wa to su ni mu, and it possesses the compassions, unbiased compassions, towards all living beings. That's why Rinpoche said at the retreat, don't think that nobody loves me, my pet don't love me, that's not true. All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas loves all of us, So when you think about the qualities, they enlightened beings day and night think about all the beings, So that's the importance of now understand the enlightened qualities. So don't know you need to read some of the deity. All the qualities have been possessed and all the problems been eliminated. What would that death like? Enlightened being, Sanghe, enlightened being, Buddha. Enlightened Buddha doesn't mean historical Buddha. Buddha means enlightened beings. When you say Shakyamuni Buddha, so then you are talking about historical Buddha, 2,500 years ago. Then you are talking about specific enlightened beings, you know, who was born in India 2,500 years ago. When you say Buddha, doesn't mean Shakyamuni Buddha. You know, the Buddha means enlightened beings, okay? Then the Rajin, you get to touch a much channel. So now I realize, okay, in order to practically benefit all those living beings, I myself need to first achieve enlightenment. Even though I achieve the path beyond learning, the small scope, but what you can do for other beings is very limited. So now you see the importance, why I need to achieve first enlightenment. Then I will have ability to benefit. So now you see the reason why you should get enlightened. Oh, to help, just to help, just to help, that's all, just to help. It's not to, you know, like, get new name or new title or new position, you know, just to benefit. So now you see the importance of, you know, getting enlightened or achieving enlightenment, to help all beings. Why you should help? When I look at this six course and one result, these instructions, how to develop bodhicitta, and I realize all being has been kind and equal as this mother life, the mother in this life, equal. That's why now you see that now you see the why you need to benefit all of them, not just one. That's what happens when you go. No, first you have to go through the instructions. This thought to get enlightened, it doesn't come out of nothing, come out of nowhere. It requires some knowledge. You know, it's like process. So now after they're going through six courses of knowledge, then you realize, oh, it's very, very important me to achieve enlightenment, to benefit all of them. Why you benefit all of them? Oh, I already learned that, you know, because every being has been my mother. Each time when they become my mother, they sacrifice so much. So that's why I need to, you know, repay their kindness. I need to remember their kindness. Tear, probably they shed for you. It's like biggest as oceans if you count, if you put somewhere. Like that. That's why then you realize, oh, I have to do something. So the practically you can now you can just imagine practically no abilities. But you have Buddha natures. So now you see the urgent or importance of getting enlightened, yourself getting enlightenment. That's very important. Not just to get enlightenment quickly. Quickly. There's two quickly. First one probably refers to this life. Then, one life can be like 5,000 years. You know, like people used to live 5,000 years, like then that's probably thousands and thousands of years. So then the lifespan kind of degenerated, you know. So then when Shakyamuni Buddha came to India at that time, that's like lifespan is like 100 years. Average people live around there, you know. So then it's like, then eventually people live just 10 years, then that's it, you know, 10 years. So then after that, then again, you know, then people live like thousands of years. There's a one life can be long, can be short. Like the first quickly, this refers to the one life. The second quickly is not here. Could be, you know, if there's a mistake, that's my mistake. It's not book's mistake, it's my mistake. It's not here, so I'm kind of remembering, reading somewhere else. Then the second quickly probably refers to the degeneration time, you know. Not just one life, the life, one life, now the degeneration one life. Ning tung se dung chila, ning tung. You have more like disturbing thought, you know, like the disturbing thought are very kind of like strong. Long time ago, people had less disturbing thought. People are less distracted, you know. Now, then after that, you know, there's so many distractions that people, you know, get disturbed. Not just disturbing mind, or, you know, like it's very strong, not just disturbing mind. You know. There's like five degenerations, so five degenerations, you know. And within that lifetime, I want to achieve enlightenment, that kind of enthusiastic to get enlightened, you know, to just to benefit. Ciao. So that's, you know, so then you're asking, please bless me. All the figure in the marriage field, you're asking them to bless me, able to do that, you know. Okay? Yeah, then so now the stanza, then I'll stop, then for time to write. So called stanza, if you have books, the page number 155, then LC 99. So now you read, then it makes sense. Tolin la jibe, tinde je, chanda njila wa sambay, donna susu chudu, chanjithim yu jomba chinjilos. So now you read that, then it makes sense. Tolin la jibe, tinde je, chanda njila wa sambay, I already explained all the meaning of Chinjama Chinjala. That's how the the purpose of doing Tonglen practice is to heal yourself, to heal others, not just that, and also generate this special brave attitude. Spirit, the Tonglen practice, meditation or practice will help that, okay? So that stanza, now that's everything that I said is summarized in that stanza, that's four lines. The old, everything, almost hour I said, all summarized in this one stanza. It could go on and a day and days, you know, could go on and on. So that's like everything I said, is that's a four line. So I should develop. So then, after that, then visualizing that, requesting, may I able to achieve enlightenment in quickly as possible? Then please bless me, able to do that. Then you visualize five color nectar flows from the merit field, and you know dissolve into your. Then you just imagine that you have been blessed to. Blessed, very, very blessed, able to do that. Okay, so what should I do? That because how do you quit? Quit the duty, where the duty now? Here, mainly talk about the nectar, not the light nectar. It's not like oh, just you know, it's not just mumbling the word. You are requesting from your heart with the feeling, not just like mumbling the word, no, like. Not like me, you know, just saying, oh, I don't know, then looking from the window, is there a squirrel on my tree or not? not like that. Sincerely, really, with feeling, like, you know, visualizing all this holy object made in front of you, so then you are like, sincerely, you know, with the feeling that you're requesting them, so then the five color nectar flows. Oh. Dissolve into, not just in your body, your body and mind, that nectar dissolve into all the beings. So then, you know, eliminate all the obstacles to achieve enlightenment. Then not just that, then just visualize that they generate all the realization they needed, bodhicitta, all of them. That's what you should think into the practice, no? Then you just visualize, then you know, nectar, five color nectar flows from the marriage fields into your body, body and mind, and simultaneously body and mind of all living beings, purify all the negative karma and obstacles, so then you know, achieve fully enlightenment. or achieve bodhicitta, or maybe generate bodhicitta, or maybe generate great compassions, or maybe generating universal love or universal compassions, or maybe just generated to be kind. Be kind. Or they all become kind. They all become kind, warm, like that, you know. So then there's going to be productive practice, rather than just mumbling a few words here and there, you know. So then you could say, all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. You can say the word, same time you're annoying by somebody's phone is ringing. Somebody's phone is annoying, you know. So then it's just mumbling the word. It doesn't mean anything, it's just mumbling the word. If you really mean it from your heart, no, so then you don't mind, no, because you really want them to be happy, you know. That's why you're saying, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness, not just mumbling the word. Just mumbling the word will not get anywhere. Oh, oh yeah, so then with that, no, then I'll stop here. So then, next Wednesday, wishing bodhicitta, and active bodhicitta next Wednesday. The good things, we are moving down, not going backwards, moving down. I think this material, we shouldn't rush. This is important, you know. It's important, that's why Rinpoche is most of the time in the retreat, hours and hours, Rinpoche talking about bodhicitta. So this instruction, we should go slowly, you know. So then next time you can meditate on, okay? Oh yeah, so today, finish. We finish still 99, not just 99. Next Wednesday, 100. Oh yeah.
Okay, turn to page 235 in the Gold Prayer Book. 235 in the Gold Prayer. And we'll chant the first four stanzas in Tibetan. Gewa di nu du Lama Sange Dojune Doa Chikya Malupa Dei Sala De Chanchu sen charim poche ma ke panam ke gyuchi ke wanyam pa me payam gone gondu pelar shok Champe pa wu chi ta ken pa da kundu sampo de yon de shin te Dedan kungi jesu dalo chi Gewa didan tan che rab tu no Dusun shepe gewa tan che ki Nyo wa gan la cho tu nga pa de Da she gewe ca wa di kun kyan Sampo che cho rab tu ngo wa gi Then turn to page 244 and 245 for the short long life prayers. Gandhi dawe korwe shin kamti pendan dewa malu shun wene chere sigwan tenzin gyatsohi shape site bardu tengyu chi shonu iye nalan wan shotu awatare tsembara sopa Lo sangue we de ton le pao sho Shia siu gengyu lama so wa de Tupsu chanjin jangun gawe Tenzin kyonpe we kunzu dopo tse Choksum kuwe lemun tudu Padok so dushe gundu shak ten shok Om tare tu re so ha 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 Om tare tu re so ha
Oh yeah, thank you. Good night.